Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with yours truly. This time we're tackling a big one. Art. What is it? What makes it art? You know what I mean?
Right.
And helping us explore these questions is one of the most, let's just say interesting thinkers of the 20th century.
Yeah.
Martin Heidegger.
A deep one for sure.
We'll be looking at excerpts from his essay, The Origin of the Work of Art.
Hopefully we can make some sense of it together.
Yeah, no promises though, right?
Well, one of the most fascinating things Heidegger does is he right away throws us a kind of a circular problem.
Oh, how so?
Well, he says that we can't understand art without looking at individual works of art.
Okay, yeah.
But then he also says we can't understand a work of art without first understanding art itself.
So it's like, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Where do you even begin?
Exactly. And that's where Heidegger's brilliance comes in.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
He starts by focusing on something we often overlook. The thingliness of art.
Thingliness.
Yeah, he's pointing out that even the greatest masterpieces are, at the end of the day, things.
Physical objects.
Exactly. They can be moved, stored, even damaged, just like any other object.
Right. I mean, I guess I never thought of it that way.
It's easy to forget, right?
Yeah.
But Heidegger actually uses a really vivid example.
What's that?
He talks about Van Gogh's famous painting of peasant shoes. You know, the one with the...
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
Being shipped from one exhibition to another.
Just tossed in a crate.
He doesn't say exactly how they're shipped.
Right.
But the point is that they're treated as these physical objects.
It's like a pair of real shoes.
Precisely. But, of course, we know that a masterpiece like that is more than just a thing, right?
Definitely.
So Heidegger's question is... What is that something else that sets it apart?
Okay, so how do we figure that out?
Well, to answer that, he starts by looking at how we normally define a thing.
So he's going back to basics.
He explores three common ways we understand things, but then he shows us why none of them quite work when it comes to art.
Oh boy, this is where I start to get a little lost.
Don't worry, I'll break it down.
Okay, thanks.
The first way is pretty straightforward. A thing is just a bunch of characteristics.
Like its color, shape, size.
Exactly.
So, like, I could describe this microphone as being black, cylindrical, and made of metal.
Perfect example. But Heidegger argues that this reduces the thing to just a list of attributes. It doesn't capture the whole...
The essence of the thing.
Yes. Think about it. When you experience something like a symphony,
okay,
you're not just hearing a collection of individual notes.
Right. It's the whole piece, the feeling you get.
Exactly. So a thing is more than just the sum of its parts.
I can see that.
The second interpretation is that a thing is just what we perceive through our senses.
So it's all about our experience of it.
Right. What we see, hear, touch, smell, all of that.
Okay, but that seems kind of subjective, doesn't it? Like, my experience of something could be totally different from yours.
And that's precisely Heidegger's point. This view makes the existence of the thing completely dependent on our perception.
Which doesn't seem quite right.
Exactly. It's like saying a tree falling in a forest doesn't make a sound if no one's there to hear it.
Right, right. So what's the third way of looking at a thing?
This one brings in the classic distinction between matter and form.
Oh, okay. Explain that.
So the idea is that a thing is essentially matter that has been given a specific form.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Think of a sculpture. You have the material, like marble, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the form the sculptor gives to that material.
Which makes it a work of art.
Precisely. So the marble is the matter, and the shape the artist creates is the form.
Okay, that makes sense. It feels like he's onto something here.
It's a popular idea, but here's where Heidegger throws us another curveball.
Uh-oh. What now?
He suggests that this matter-form distinction might actually be better suited to something else.
What's that?
Equipment.
Equipment, you mean like tools and stuff?
Exactly. Heidegger uses equipment to refer to things that are created for a specific purpose.
Like a hammer or a screwdriver.
Yes. Their form is directly related to their function.
Right. The shape of a hammer is designed for hammering.
Exactly.
But how does this relate back to art?
Well, Heidegger points out that equipment occupies this interesting middle ground.
How so?
It's not just a simple thing like a rock, but it's not quite a work of art either.
Okay.
It has materiality and exists in the world like a thing.
Right.
But it's also shaped by human intention, like art.
So it's kind of a bridge between the natural and the artistic.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And because of that, he worries we might be tempted to apply the matter-form idea too broadly, even to things that don't really fit.
Mm, I see.
So we've gone through all these ways of understanding thingness.
Yeah.
And we're still left with that initial puzzle.
Of understanding art through artworks and vice versa.
Exactly. It's like we've gone in a big circle.
So are we stuck? Have we hit a dead end?
Not at all. Heidegger himself acknowledges that we haven't directly solved the problem.
Okay.
But he says that by examining these different interpretations, we've actually cleared the ground for a deeper understanding.
It's like we've laid the foundation.
Precisely. And now we're ready to move on to the main event. The artwork itself.
This is getting good.
It is.
Let's begin. Okay, so we've talked about how Heidegger kind of dismantles our usual ways of thinking about things.
Yeah.
He's shown us those definitions don't quite work for art.
Right.
So where do we go from here? What's the next step in this whole art puzzle?
Now we get to the heart of the matter, you know, the real meat of it.
Okay, lead on me.
Heidegger says instead of focusing on defining a thing, we need to look at how a work of art actually shows up in the world.
Shows up.
Yeah, like how it reveals itself to us, how it makes itself known.
So we're moving beyond just analyzing the physical stuff, like the paint or the marble.
Exactly. Heidegger argues that to grasp the essence of art, we have to examine how it presences, how it brings something forth that wasn't there before.
It sounds like we need to think about art's impact on us, the viewers.
You're getting it. Heidegger uses this term worlding to describe what art does.
Worlding. What's that all about?
Think of it like this. When you encounter a truly captivating work of art, it's not just something you passively observe, right?
Yeah, sometimes a piece of art can totally draw you in. It's like you've stepped into a different world almost.
Exactly. Heidegger is saying that art creates its own realm of meaning.
Its own little world.
A world of significance that goes beyond just the physical form of the artwork.
Hmm. Okay, so it's not just about, like, conveying information or telling a story.
It's deeper than that. It's about revealing something fundamental about our existence, our place in the world, and how we connect to everything around us.
Whoa. Okay, so art can make us think about some pretty big questions.
Exactly. Heidegger believed art has this power to shake us out of our everyday routines, to challenge our assumptions and make us confront the mysteries of life and death.
So it can actually change us.
It can transform us, both on an aesthetic level and on a deeper, more profound level.
So you're saying art can reveal some kind of truth. I always thought of truth as something, you know, factual, scientific.
And that's where Heidegger gets really interesting. He's not talking about truth in the scientific sense.
Okay.
He's using truth to mean a kind of unconcealment, a revealing of something that was hidden before.
So art is like pulling back the curtain on reality. Showing us something we might have missed.
Precisely. And here's the key point. This revealing of truth isn't a one-way street.
What do you mean?
And it's not just the artist imposing their vision on us. It's more of a dialogue, a back and forth between the artwork, the artist, and the viewer.
So we're all part of the process.
We all participate in this uncovering of meaning.
That's a cool way to think about it.
And this encounter with truth through art isn't just an intellectual thing either. Heidegger emphasizes that it's deeply emotional and even, like, embodied.
Embodied.
He talks about how art can move us, both literally and figuratively, shaking us to our core and giving us new ways of thinking and feeling.
You know, that reminds me of those times when you stand in front of a powerful piece of art and you just feel this overwhelming sense of awe, you know?
Those are the moments when art is really doing its work.
Yeah.
It's breaking through our usual ways of seeing and experiencing the world, and it's opening up new possibilities.
This will make sense, but I'm curious about how Heidegger actually applies these ideas to, you know, specific works of art.
Oh, he definitely does. Remember those peasant shoes we were talking about earlier? The Van Gogh painting?
Oh, yeah, the ones getting shipped around.
Well, Heidegger says that painting doesn't just depict a pair of shoes, it reveals something deeper.
Like what?
It shows us the world of the peasant woman who wore them, her hard work, her connection to the earth, her whole way of being.
It's like the painting lets us step into her shoes, literally.
Exactly. He says the artwork gathers together all these elements of her world.
Like the worn leather, the dirt.
Yeah. And it presents them in a way that illuminates their deeper significance.
So art can bring things into focus, show us the hidden connections and meanings in everyday life.
That's a great way to put it.
This is blowing my mind.
Heidegger analyzes other works, too.
Like what?
Poems, sculptures, Greek temples, all sorts of things.
Wow.
He's fascinated by how art from different times reflects different ways of understanding the world.
So by looking at art throughout history, we can learn about how people have grappled with these big questions.
That's one of his key insights. He sees art as a kind of historical record, a testament to the human search for meaning.
Heidegger's giving me a whole new appreciation for art. It's not just about pretty pictures anymore. It's about connecting with something much bigger.
That's what makes his philosophy so compelling. He doesn't give us easy answers.
Yeah.
He challenges us to engage with art on a deeper level, to grapple with these fundamental questions, and to see the world in a new light.
He's definitely given us a lot to think about. We've explored thingness, worlding, truth. But what does all this mean for us, you know, as viewers of art? How can we actually use these ideas?
That's a great question, and it's the perfect way to move into the last part of our deep dive.
Okay, I'm ready.
Heidegger has some profound insights that can really change how we experience art.
Let's hear them. So we've been on this wild ride with Heidegger, you know, trying to wrap our heads around what makes art art.
Right.
From questioning what a thing even is to this idea of art revealing truth and even like creating worlds.
Heidegger definitely makes you think.
But the big question for me is, what does it all mean for us? You know, when we're actually looking at a painting or listening to music.
That's the important part, right? How can we use these ideas?
Yeah, exactly. It's all well and good to talk about philosophy, but how does it actually change how we experience art in our everyday lives?
Well, one of Heidegger's biggest takeaways is that art isn't just something you passively observe.
Okay, so it's not just about standing back and admiring a pretty picture.
It's about actively engaging with the work, letting yourself be drawn into the world it creates.
So we have to, like, participate in the art somehow.
In a way, yes. Remember that concept of worlding we talked about? Heidegger is saying that art doesn't just reflect the world, it creates its own unique realm of meaning.
Its own little universe.
And by entering that world, we can understand ourselves and our place in things better.
Okay, so next time I'm at a museum, I should try to imagine myself stepping into the world of the painting.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to let yourself feel the impact of the artwork.
So it's okay to get emotional.
Absolutely. Heidegger believed that art engages our whole being, not just our intellect.
So if a song makes me feel sad or happy or whatever,
yeah,
I shouldn't just ignore those feelings.
Embrace them. Let them guide you.
Okay, if that makes sense. But what about this whole idea of art revealing truth? I'm still a little fuzzy on that.
It's definitely a tricky one. But it's really central to Heidegger's thinking. Remember, he's not talking about truth in a factual way.
Right, not like scientific truth.
He's talking about a kind of unconcealing, a bringing forth of something that was hidden.
So art can show us things we might not have noticed before.
Give us new perspectives, yeah.
Like it can help us see the world differently.
Exactly. And here's another crucial point. The meaning of a work of art isn't fixed.
Okay.
It comes about through this interaction between the artwork, the artist, and the viewer.
So there's no one right way to interpret art.
Right. Everyone can have their own valid experience and understanding.
That's pretty cool, Aisha.
It is one of the things that makes art so powerful. There's always something new to discover.
I feel like I'm seeing art in a whole new light now, thanks to Heidegger. It's not just about aesthetics anymore.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. It's about delving into these deeper layers of meaning and connecting with something bigger than ourselves.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg with Heidegger. There's so much more to explore in his work.
Well, maybe that's a deep dive for another day.
Yeah, for sure.
But for now, I think we've covered a lot of ground. Heidegger has really challenged us to think differently about art, and I hope it's inspired you to see the world in a new way, too. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.